Time for the second half of our talk with Pete at Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing, continued from our last outdoor report. Well, let's switch over and talk about, first of all, let's go back to Lake Ogibbic and talk about what they're catching. I'm assuming you're talking mostly walleye now. The perch bite slowed down?
Yeah, we were getting a few, you know, but I've been watching the point and talking to the other bait guys. They haven't been selling a whole bunch of wigglers or anything yet because the perch bite just hasn't erupted.
Okay.
Like I said, you're getting a few, but you don't see the guys out moving around looking for the perch yet. You'll notice them off of Porcupine Point. I say that because that's the best known part of the lake that produces some nice fish.
Okay.
So when you see them out there, then you know that they must be biting.
The perch bites on. All right. All right, so yep. What about the walleye then? What'd you get your walleye on?
We were just using sucker minnows, and I got to tell you, we sell shiners and we sell suckers, and I don't know if one is better than the other, but I had better luck on the sucker minnows.
Okay.
I'm just telling you that because maybe on the next day, shiners will work better. But it just seemed like the sucker minnows worked on the tip-ups, and it was fun, actually, because there was a lot of action. There were some small ones, but, you know, anytime you can yell flag up, that's a good day.
Wow, so sucker medium sucker minnows on tip-ups, I'm assuming.
Yep, all right. That's exactly right.
What about elsewhere around Ontonagon County and Gogebic County? What are you hearing, and what's some other options for fishermen?
Well, I haven't heard anything about Bond Falls or Perch Lake. Usually I have a crew that come in and fish Perch Lake over by Sidna, but I have not heard anything from that area. We usually get over there in February because I get a lot of guys from that Sidna area that have camps. They come here for bait, and they come here for a lot of the jigs that we sell here, but I haven't heard anything from them. So
okay.
I'd rather be out fishing. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you got to work some days, I guess, huh?
Yep, that's for sure.
Well, keep that place stocked up. I'm assuming you got a full line of live bait and obviously all the fishing tackle.
Absolutely. We're all set for the weekend. We have that tournament this weekend on Lake Ogibbic, so we expect to have a good crowd. And I think we'll have a lot of activity this weekend. And I will have a report for you next week on what was caught and the winners also.
Okay. Well, Pete, from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing, make sure you stop by and say hi and pick up your live bait on the way west then.
Thank you, Ed.
And we'll catch up with you next week.
Absolutely. We'll have lots of good stuff for you.
All right. Do you take care?
All right. Bye-bye.
This is The Outdoor Show.